Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. On today's episode of the Mayor's Table, we're here at Ricketts Park. It's summertime, that means it's Connie Mack World Series here in the city of Farmington. With me today will be Chairman Mark Varley to talk about all the great things happening. The series is July 20th through the 29th. We hope to see you out here at Ricketts Park. Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. I'm here today at Ricketts Park in Farmington, New Mexico, our iconic ballpark here in our city. With me is the chairman of the Connie Mack World Series Committee, Mark Varley. Mark, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the time of year, Mark, where everybody starts talking about baseball and the Connie Mack World Series, and we wanted to get some information out to the public on things that are happening this year, and I thought, who's better to do that than the chairman of the committee itself?
More than happy.
Yeah. Big,
huge event.
Huge event. Somebody told me that it's the second largest event in the state of New Mexico, which would only put it behind maybe the balloon fiesta.
And I don't know if it's second, but I mean, it's definitely up in the top five. I mean, you have the state fair too, which I would say might be maybe
probably
a little bigger.
Sure.
But definitely the largest event in northern New Mexico by far.
No doubt.
And a huge fan base. I mean, we get people that buy tickets that don't even live here anymore. They live in Oklahoma or California. So yeah, it's huge.
Well, we're 58 years now as the host community for this World Series, which is a pretty special feather that we like to tout around in our hat. And a lot of that has to do with the great community support that this tournament brings forward and all the people who come out for the various tasks that need to be done.
Right.
And so I just want to say thank you to our community members who come out and do that each year. This year is going to be a little bit different. We're starting a little bit earlier than normal.
Obviously, you know, schools around the country have adjusted their time frames that they want to have kids back in school, so we've had to adjust a little bit more. So yeah, this year we're starting on the 20th of July. Players will be coming in on that Thursday, and then we go all the way through the 29th of July and crown a champion.
So we'll see players come in. You know, it's a big deal. We come in, they bring the buses into the Civic Center. We feed them.
Right.
We get them all set up for their stay. We give them we sit them down. We talk about what it's going to be like the week that they're spending in Farmington, being with their host families, and then these kids get to go play baseball. Well, actually, then Friday we have the parade.
Yes, we have the parade. Another committee that just again, a facet of this tournament that just makes it so much different than all the other tournaments that these players go to throughout the country. You know, we had the Coaches Fungo Challenge and the Home Run Derby the last several years, and actually, believe it or not, it was these coaches at a national meeting that said, we really don't particularly care for that or have time for that. They wanted to kind of shorten the tournament a little bit.
Okay.
Because we were looking to do that to help out the foster families anyway, so it just kind of fell right in line with us. But the one thing that they did say was, don't get rid of the parade. They like the parade, the kids like the parade, so it stays.
Well, and I liked last year the format of the parade. The players were on the street walking and shaking hands and giving out candy. And I think that makes the connection to those players in the tournament that much tighter.
Yep.
And of course, the players who come in, no tournament that they go to it before 18 years old, maybe ever, will they ever get a parade welcoming them to the city. So it is such a unique component that I know they take away quite a bit from it.
Yes. And actually, it was your renovation of the downtown that kind of put us in that mode, because you can't get the big, you know, trucks going down there. So we were like, well, let's walk. And then the coaches were like, great, that's better for us, because we're always scared to death one of our kids is going to fall off the truck. So walking down the street worked out perfect for them. So
now, I got some great photos last year of the players interacting with the kids, and I really thought it was a great moment. So so that's Friday the 21st, 10 a.m., downtown Farmington's the parade.
Right.
And then pool play starts that day.
Yes, pool play will start at 2:30 in the afternoon at all three venues. So there will be, you know, Ricketts, the sports complex, and Worley Field. 2:30 will all kick off. The second game that day will be at, I think it's 5:30 for Worley and the complex, and then the one at Ricketts will actually be an evening game.
Okay.
So if people want to come out in the evening and try to stay out of the heat a little bit, there's a baseball game for them to come out at night.
Awesome. Now, for people interested in getting tickets, you can get tickets for pool play and the whole series, or can you just buy pool play and the, I mean,
well,
how do the tickets work?
So tickets, we have season ticket holders.
Okay.
Which we have quite a few of those. Those people purchase their tickets, and then and they're doing that right now.
Okay.
Because they get those every year. If you're interested in just going to a handful of games, tickets are available. As an example, let's say we have games on Wednesday. The tickets for Wednesday would go on sale on Tuesday at noon. So like 24 hours prior to the games is when we start selling the tickets for the next day. But P&M declined their tickets this year because they shut down the power plant. And so we have numerous tickets that we need to get back out to people. So if there's people that are looking for tickets, they need to come to the Farmington Rec Center. And there's a box in there, and they can fill out a card and put their name and phone number on it and put it in there. And then in the first part of July, first or second week of July, we will draw the names out of there.
All right.
And call those people, and they have an opportunity for four tickets if they
want.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, one of the renovations that was done here prior to last year's tournament was to expand some of the general admission seating as well.
Right.
How many tickets do we have available for the series?
Well,
how many
number kind of fluctuates.
I've heard a number of numbers. Yeah.
I would say physical seats probably somewhere in the 7,000 range.
Yeah.
But you can go in there and sometimes you know there's 10,000 or more people in that stadium. I mean, it's just packed.
It is packed.
And you know, and that's another thing that makes this place special for these kids. I mean, they've never played in front, and they freak. I mean, they literally, I mean, I've been in dugouts sometimes when those stands start filling up and listen to those players and they're going, are you seeing how many people are coming into this ballpark? You know,
yeah.
So yeah, it can be a little intimidating not playing in front of a fan base that big and a knowledgeable one too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So we were hosting some Florida Legends players a couple years ago, and the lights were on as we left the Civic Center. The lights were on here. So I drove over here so they could come in and see it with nobody in it. And they were blown away. Just with nobody in the stadium. And then, of course, their first night game, they went, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So, again, big community support makes a big difference for what these players are experiencing and what they get to take away from them. Last year, we were able to get a documentary made about the Connie Mack World Series that
right.
CBS Sports produced. You can find it on your different television providers. I don't know if they're going to re-air it, but it was a fantastic... just a fantastic story about Connie Mack and about last year's tournament,
right.
Which I really enjoyed, all the highlights and everything that they put in there. Will we see anything like that for this season?
Well, CBS Sports is back again.
Okay.
They are going to film, broadcast, I guess, but it's going to be on a tape delay for the championship game.
Okay.
Just like they were going to do last year. But we've still got the live streaming that goes on, so people can...
How do people access that?
So you can go to the Connie Mack World Series website, and, you know, we have all kinds of different ways to follow the games. There's the iScore stuff where, you know, you can just follow the scorekeeper, what they're doing. But then the live stream is also an icon on the webpage. They can click on that, and then you can either purchase it by game, or... I always tell people the best way to do it is just purchase the whole package because it's way cheap. I mean, if you buy like three games, you might as well buy
the
package.
Whole package.
So then you can see everything.
Well, that's great, especially for the players' families who didn't get to travel with them so that they can watch what's going on, and anybody at home has access to the CONMEC World Series.
Exactly, yep.
So pool play gets done Saturday.
Correct.
And then Sunday morning, we're going to have one church here, 9 a.m., which is a great church service. Yep. And then we begin that evening with bracket play, correct?
Yep. First two games of the first round, Sunday night. Host team will be playing the late game Monday night. But on Sunday night, we'll have the first game, and then we'll have opening ceremonies in between the first and the second game.
Awesome. And a lot of cool things happening in that opening ceremony.
Well, I might have a couple of surprises. Right. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm still working on it. I haven't gotten, 100% thumbs up on some stuff yet. But, there's a few surprises coming at opening ceremonies.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Give some people something to look forward to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then bracket play extends through the whole week.
Correct.
When is our championship game?
Well, the first championship game, if you remember last year, we adjusted the first championship game from Saturday, which would have been played in the, early afternoon, late mid-afternoon type thing, and we moved it to Friday night because we were trying to make sure that we had a full stadium for the championship game. I mean, we didn't want it to be on TV and there'd be, 100 people in there.
Right,
the diehards. We wanted the place packed.
Yep.
People loved that so much that we're doing it again this year.
Good.
So that first championship game will be on Friday night, and then if we need the if game, that'll be Saturday night.
So, I love it. That's a great format.
It gets a lot of people in the stadium.
So right now, this is airing July 3rd. Okay. So happy 4th of July to everybody watching out there. Tickets are still available.
People are still purchasing tickets, and then
you're going to be drawing for
we'll do the draw like I said, probably second week of July, and we'll notify those people that their names were pulled, and then at that point you're basically purchasing tickets as the series goes along. So if you want to go to pool play, you can come to the ticket booth or one of the venues and they'll sell the ticket to you for pool play right there.
Okay.
And that'll get you into any of the venues for all of pool play.
Awesome.
And then daily tickets, like I said, are available the day before that session. So
we'll have our great food vendors a part of the series.
Yep.
This year, just like last year.
Yep, they're back.
We're gonna have our baseball gear vendors who set up.
Yep, Zinger Bats will be back, and those guys, yep.
Flat Bill this year?
I think Flat Bill's coming in again.
Cool.
Haven't talked to him in a little bit, but I know Zinger's going to be here.
And, of course, Advertising Ideas, our local group that provides these awesome, awesome shirts.
Yep, Joe Nell takes care of us.
Yes.
Yep.
And for anybody who's interested in being a host family, this is a big...
This is a huge thing.
Yeah.
You saw the letter that I sent out, because I sent it out through the ticketing thing, and I think that we also posted it online. But if you understand the dynamics of baseball tournaments, if you look around the country, most baseball tournaments are 3, 4, 5 days maybe, depending on, how many teams they're going to try to accommodate. Most of them are single elimination, guarantee a few, so then they end up in a loser's bracket and play a few consolation games. But but they're in that town or city or whatever for such a short period of time that they rent, get rooms at a hotel. Well, the CONMEC World Series, they're here for 10 days. For the teams to pay for hotel rooms for 10 days is just, it puts this tournament out of sight financially.
For a lot of them, yeah.
Right. Okay. And so that's why the foster family program was created years ago. So the teams come in, we hook them up with local families. It's a great experience. Ken Griffey, who came here years and years ago now, who played 20 years in Major League Baseball, retired, he's now a Hall of Famer. He still communicates with the family that hosted him way back when.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, there, you know, it's the ultimate experience for the Connie Mack World Series. I mean, if you really want to get into it, it's that foster family program. And without it, it just, it could become financially, you know, just unavailable for
yeah.
teams and even the Connie Mack World Series.
Right.
I mean, it just... We're talking in excess of $100,000 if we had to put teams in hotels, because it's not just the hotel. We got to feed
them.
We got to transport them.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Right.
So, yeah, it could get really expensive really quick.
So kudos to those host families
yes.
out there now.
Big time.
My family, we've done it. I think this is our fifth or sixth year now doing it. And I agree. I mean, it's that connection that you make with that young man, and you know, we have one who's playing for Oregon, played for Oregon this year. We had one playing for Oklahoma State this year. Mm-hmm. We've got one who's coming back with, hopefully, with the Colden Nighthawks, so
okay.
we'll get to see him. But there's just a lot of value. One just got married and sent us an invitation. These
yeah.
are the kind of, you know, the kind of relationships
yeah.
that you build, because they said this in the documentary, last year's documentary, for that 1 week. This is a former player who was here talking about it, is that host family is going to give you more in 1 week than most people will give you in a lifetime.
Exactly.
And that's true. We open up our doors, we feed them, we take them around town, we show them the sights, and we
yeah.
transport them wherever they need to go with their baseball
yeah.
team. And in the past, we've taken them up to do different things in Durango and,
right.
you know, just make it a real fun event for them to remember Farmington. And I think as we're all ambassadors for this city, it's such a great opportunity for us to share and show off
right.
what our community has to offer. Because, you know, once these kids go to college, maybe they want to come back to Farmington.
You never know.
Find a place
yeah,
to
exactly.
raise their
well,
families.
You know, and I'm not going to lie to people. It's not an easy job.
Oh, it is definitely.
You know, I
my
mean,
wife
you,
takes the whole week off.
Yeah,
just so
I
she
mean,
can take care
you know,
of it.
I mean, you're bringing two teenage boys, you know, into your house.
Yeah.
Who, if anybody's had boys, I mean, you might as well just back the food truck up to the house, you know. So, I mean, it's not an easy job. It does require some work and some coordination. You got to get these guys where they need to be. And
but there's some
you know,
benefits
but there
that
are
you
some
guys.
Benefits.
And what are those benefits to the host families?
Okay, so we, as a Connie Mack World Series, a couple of years ago, we decided to go ahead and start helping some foster families out financially. So, you know, if you take kids, we're going to help you with some funds to buy food and so forth and so on. We're not telling you how to use it. We're just going to say, hey, here's the funds. If you need it, you spend it where you see fit to support the boys. Then they also, the foster families, have their own lottery for tickets.
Right.
So if we have foster families that don't have tickets, they have their own special lottery to draw the tickets out of instead of being in the lottery at the rec center.
Right.
They can do both if they want to, but they have one that's just for the foster families. Then, of course, when their teams are playing, I mean, you can't
get the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you can't ask
yeah.
for better seats. I mean, they're basically box seats down the lines.
Yep.
So they have a great place to sit. We try to do a lot for our foster families.
And I believe last year Pepsi came and provided Gatorade
oh, yeah.
and water and
yeah
you know, which was huge
it was
by
huge.
The way for
yeah.
us. And matter of fact, I think I still have a case of Gatorade.
Yeah. They had the truck there. I was shocked at how much they offloaded on
they
that
really
day.
Did.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of
yeah.
liquid.
the wars on the energy drinks and those
yeah.
electrolyte drinks is just intense. So yeah, they gave a lot last year.
Yep.
What else? Well, let me just say this, host family. So if you're interested in hosting, who
yes.
do they need to contact?
They can contact Casey Snyder. There is some, on our website, there is an icon that you can click that will reach out to the folks that run the foster family program. You can call me. You can call our series administrator, Carla
sure.
Stemmick. We will do whatever we need to do to get you in contact with the people that will get you set up as a foster family. And we'll take those right up to the time that players arrive.
Right.
Yep.
I know as of now, I believe we're still, you know, a couple dozen probably families short.
Yeah,
so
we're still a little short.
If you're seeing this and you're interested, now's the
please.
Time to go to the Connie Mack World Series website, click on the host families, and
most definitely
and put in your information. So
yep. we
all
would
right.
love to have you.
Well, the games will be on social media, Mark, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there'll be the live streaming and then
Facebook.
And then we have a social media committee that will be doing stuff in the park. Not necessarily live stream, but you know, some action shots. They try to do a lot of the fan experience. We do have 5 Tool coming in this year. They're going to be more of the social media of the stuff on the field.
Okay.
So that'll be a kind of a new enhancement that we got. One of the things that I want to ask people this year is that if you follow Connie Mack on any of the social medias, help us accept. We're trying to expand that reach.
Sure.
So if you are involved with anything with the Connie Mack World Series on social media, send it out to your friends. Expand that presence, and that just makes us bigger and better.
Right.
And helps us out.
Excellent. Yeah. And of course, we'll have our mascot this year as well.
Yep. Max here.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to let people know about?
No, other than just a few surprises. So hopefully that'll pan out. But yeah, people enjoy it this year.
Awesome.
It looks like we got some pretty good teams coming in. We talked earlier about a team that's coming in. We had a Canada qualifier this year.
That's going to be
coming
great.
In from Canada.
Have we had a Canadian team before?
You know, I don't remember one, yeah. But it wouldn't surprise me if maybe we have. But yeah, this should be pretty interesting with the Canadian team. I'm hoping that they're not, all huddled in the dugout around the air conditioner. this could be a little warm for them down here.
Probably so. Well, right on. Canada, we've got a Dallas team that we know right now, Dallas Tigers.
Dallas team's coming in, the Dallas Tigers, and they've been here before.
The qualifying tournament here will be July 5th through the 8th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep, and we have 5 teams committed to that. The qualifier in Enid, Oklahoma takes place next week, and then there's several qualifiers that are going on right now that we should know. Sometime later this week or first
we're
part
filming
of next
this.
Week.
We're filming this way before it.
Right.
It shows on the 3rd. So.
Right.
But by the time this airs, we'll probably have way more.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, we're looking forward to those teams coming. We appreciate their dedication as well to wanting to come out to this tournament every year.
Yep.
It's great to get that nationwide exposure that comes with it. I mean, Farmington's got a lot to offer, and the Connie Mack World Series is just one of those really special events that. Yep. Has tied this community together for 58 years.
Yep. And if we all work together, boy, it's going to be even better and better in the future.
I agree.
So, yep.
Well, Mark, thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
Lots of great information.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah. And thank you for tuning in today. We hope you get out during the Connie Mack World Series. Again, those dates are July 21st through the 29th.
Correct.
Make sure you're at the parade in downtown Farmington Friday morning at 10 a.m. And we'll see you out here at the games.